We're in the Central Barclays Bank in the middle of Bradford. It's a beautiful day in Bradford, lots of snow on the ground, and about 20 protesters have come in to make their voices heard. Well, actually, no, we've been very silent and whispering because we've set up a community library in here just to make a point about the cutbacks affecting all communities in Bradford and throughout the UK, built on the fact that Barclays and the banking institutions let us down, caused a crisis, got bailed out, and then our poor communities got knackered. Sorry, that wasn't a very professional line, but there you go, that's what it's like.
Why specifically Barclays are you targeting?
Today it was announced that they're only paying 2.4% tax on their massive mega profits, so their £6 billion profits. They're paying a fraction of the tax because of their network of tax havens in the Isle of Man and the Isle of Jersey, in the Cayman Islands, and it's just sickening, really. British people have put lots of money into these banks. We've bailed them out. We expect them to pay their taxes.
How's the library going? Do you think you're getting much interest from the community?
Yeah, it's growing and growing. There's some nice queues forming. Making sure they keep quiet and passing them some information and offering them some books to have a read. It's going well.
Cool. So is there any particular reason why we're inside a bank today?
I thought it was a library, actually.
So, what are you reading?
I'm reading A Sea Change by Michael Arditi, which is about, it's set in 1939, and it's about Jewish people from Germany who are being sent on a boat to Cuba. The Nazi regime allowed a few people to leave, and it's about their adventures on the boat.
Cool. How are you enjoying it?
I'm really enjoying it. It's really nice, yeah.
Well, and what are you reading?
I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou.
Cool. How are you enjoying that?
Well, I'm only a few pages in, but yeah.
Are you managing to get much reading done in this slightly noisy environment?
Yeah. Not very much. I've read the same paragraph about 5 times.
Getting rudely interrupted by
all the people coming in, but it's also quite good because people are asking for information about what we're doing here, so I don't mind being interrupted for that.
Cool. So what are you doing here?
Well, 5 public libraries in the Bradford area have been closed, or are going to be closed, and we are protesting partly against that, but then in a more general level against the fact that Barclays and other big banks are not contributing with corporate taxes in the way that we feel is only fair, and this is part of a national protest against that.
Cool. So the bank has been turned into a library. It's causing a bit of a scene. There's a lot of people sitting around a big pile of books in the middle of the floor. And a lot of customers look quite bamboozled, eh? But you say they're asking what we're doing here.
Yeah, I think there's enough of us here for people to definitely notice us, and people are asking why we're here, and a lot of people seem to be quite positive about the reasons we're giving.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's great. So how long have you been sitting down here for?
About 20 minutes, I think.
Okay. And how long are you going to stay?
A while still, I reckon. It's getting quite busy. Quite a few people are coming in at this time of day, so it'd be good to make the most of that.
Cool. All right, well, I won't interrupt your reading any longer.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me.
Wriggle or cough, hold tight to the branches, way up in the tree. What's this we see? Oh my, oh my, someone's taken the ladder from under our tree.
Let's see what's going on there.
How will we get down, down, down to the ground? Are we stuck here forever, way up in the tree?
What was it? Is that creature at the bottom that took their ladder? Is it a beaver?
Oh no! Oh no! There's nowhere to go! There's no one to talk to and nothing to see, and there's no more hot water way up in our tree. Oh moan, oh groan, there's no telephone. We've run out of pancakes, we've run out of tea. We'll have to eat leaves up here in our tree. How will we get down, down, down to the ground? Are we stuck here forever in this horrible tree? Oh, they're even crying.
What about the beavers?
Huh?
What about the beavers? The beavers are right, they've got the ladder.
They can go and make downs with the ladder.